Well, here we are, time for our weekly audio boo again. I'm here with Dr. Strangelove, the producer, and I've just looked at the list here, and there's something which says food fingers on. What's that supposed to be?
Yeah, basically, for the day, you can change your fingers. Your fingers can be made out of any food that you want them to be. Just think of the powers you can get from that.
Well, I've seen Edward Scissorhands, but that's a bit of a different thing, but food fingers, you have to go explain a bit more.
Well, do you remember yesterday in the canteen there was somebody called Zippy LaPlop?
Zippy LaPlop,
And he said, I wish I could be made out of marzipan, but for the time being I'll have to settle for having baked bean legs.
Yes, that's right.
And I thought, actually, there's something in that. What if you could change a body part into food?
But then again, you'd have people, hungry people, wandering around with bits missing, surely.
Well, you'd have to choose your food carefully, wouldn't you? But there are, say, for example, you could walk the dog if your fingers were made out of, I don't know,
a steak,
yeah, or a steak or something, you know.
Is it a bit like those comics where someone used to be riding a donkey with a fishing pole with a carrot on the end, and the donkey would follow the carrot?
Yeah, in fact, your thumb could be a carrot. And you could dangle it in front of an actual donkey if you wanted to.
I think there's a whole world of hurt in this, isn't there? You think about people being eaten accidentally.
Possibly, but just think, if they're made out of chewing gum, you'd never be without chewing gum. You'd never trap your fingers, you'd never say, ouch. You'd be able to pick anything up and not lose the grip because it'd permanently stick.
And you'd be able to leave yourself on seats on public transport.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I haven't given it that much thought to it. I just thought that's quite a good idea. I mean, we have these ideas and then we throw them open to the listener.
Yeah.
And then it's down to the listener to come up with, to fill in the blanks.
Let them do all the hard work. I have to ask you this. You're not on drugs, are you?
No, but I have been sleeping downstairs again just before the show. I've just woken up and my mind's not thinking right. So I just woke up and thought, food fingers, yeah, that'll do for tonight. Yeah.
So that's how the show is put together.